Well, I don't know where Alora went, but I have some bad news for her. I think Jesus was really against weddings. I mean, think about it. Every story he tells about him ends in a disaster. There's the king. Remember him? He plans a wedding banquet for his son, and the food's prepared, and the guests are invited, and nobody shows up. And so he sends out more invitations, and he says, come on, we're ready. And still nobody shows up. So he gets mad. And he sends out his servants, and he says, whoever you find on the street, bring in here. And so they bring in all of these people to celebrate his son's wedding, and the king looks around and gets mad because people aren't dressed right. And he throws them out, and Jesus said, that's going to be the kingdom of heaven. Now, we get to today's parable. And the bridegroom is so late getting to his own wedding that all of the wedding party falls asleep. And when he finally decides to come, it's about midnight, and the cry goes up, and we're told that there are 5 wise bridesmaids and 5 foolish bridesmaids. And the foolish ones run out of oil. The wise ones won't share. And by the time those poor bridesmaids get back to the banquet hall, the door's locked and the bridegroom won't open it up. Now, with all of these disastrous stories, it makes me wonder if Jesus ever really got over that wedding at Cana. You know, the one where he got in the fight with his mother. It also makes me wonder what the point is, especially when he tends to begin all of these stories with, the kingdom of heaven is like. Now, if we take today's parable at face value, does that mean the kingdom of heaven is like a bridegroom who can't show up at his own wedding on time, and you have all of these selfish bridesmaids that won't share what they have with the others? I mean, if that's the case, it's pretty depressing, isn't it? And I don't know about you, but I can get depressed enough without hearing Jesus say, and this is the kingdom of heaven. Because I don't particularly like being depressed, I decided to do some research on exactly what kind of wedding practices surrounded the customs in ancient Israel. And what I found out was really very interesting. You see, the oil is not the point of this story. You love the way Jesus throws things in there to get us off track? And I don't know about you, I've heard lots of sermons preached about the oil in this parable. It was not the wedding party's responsibility to light the way for the wedding party. The custom of the day was the bridegroom would come. And as he was coming towards the bride's house, the bridesmaids who were to be posted outside would begin to yell with great joy, "The bridegroom is coming." At which point, all the invited guests would begin to celebrate. There is nothing about oil. You see, what the bridesmaids did wrong is they got sidetracked by non-essentials. If the bridegroom was able to find his way to the bride's house at least 6 to 8 hours late, I might add, I'll bet you she was upset. Then he could have found his way into the banquet hall without the light. The 5 foolish bridesmaids should have brought the oil. But their job was what? To express joy. To let the community know that the bridegroom had arrived and it was time to party. By leaving the bridal party to go look for the oil, they left the one job they were charged to do. So what does this parable have to do with the church today? Well, if my conclusion is correct, then we better set up and take notice. Because the implication of the parable is not that we're supposed to be preserving our traditions, guarding our beliefs, or any of those things that tend to sidetrack us. What the parable is saying is that as the Church of Jesus Christ, our one and only responsibility is to announce that Jesus Christ has arrived. We are to spread the joy. We are to spread the good news. We are to give a hurting world a reason to celebrate. And we can do that with our words and with our actions. Christians, the world is desperate for good news. People are eager to hear that there is another way to live, a way that that results in sheer joy, in happiness beyond compare. And it comes when we can believe in something or someone who is bigger than ourselves. According to the Reverend Dr. Samuel Macy, the good news in this parable is that the bridesmaids never have to go looking for the bridegroom. The bridegroom has already come. The joy that God gives to us is already here. We just need to open our arms and receive him in. And if our arms are open, if our lives are open, if our doors are open, then others will come to know the joy that is ours. And each and every one of us sitting here today can make that happen. The kingdom of heaven, it is a place of unmistakable joy, a place where all God's children live in peace. Can you imagine it? What you can imagine can come true. God imagined a world and said, it is good. God imagined people living together in peace and harmony. God imagined a church filled with those who believe, who live, and who give. You are those people who God imagined.